You know what doesn't add to your AWS bill? Free developer security from Sneak. Sneak is a frictionless security platform that meets developers where they are, finding and fixing vulnerabilities right from the CLI, IDEs, repos, and pipelines. And it integrates seamlessly with AWS offerings like CodePipeline, EKS, ECR, and oh so much more. Deploy on AWS, secure with Sneak. Learn more at sneak.io/morning. That's SNYK.io/morning.
Hello and welcome to the third day of ReQuinvent. This is the third of five daily updates this week about what the hell is going on here in Las Vegas. And if you're here with me, because you make poor choices too, what you should look forward to doing. The daily video, as you should be aware of by now, lives at ReQuinvent.com. And of course, feel free to join the virtual reInvent hallway track with me over at slack.lastweekinaws.com. That Slack community will be sticking around after the event. There's more to come on that later. There were a bunch of interesting releases yesterday, and there's going to be more to talk about there, but let's talk about the most important one, and it's not particularly close. That's right, the Amazon FSx file system dingus thing, which is kind of like EFS, only different for reasons that elude me, now supports OpenZFS. That's right. The hardcore Unix geeks who remembered things like Solaris and ZFS support and the rumors of it coming to Mac and the thumpers and all kinds of other nonsense are celebrating with me. The rest of you have no idea what the hell we're talking about, but that's okay. This is ReQuinvent. I'm allowed to do it because no one complains when Amazon execs get on stage for 2 hours and talk about things where none of us know what the hell they're talking about. So you can afford to give me this. Now, what's happening today? Well, Swami is giving his keynote, presumably about machine learning, but also I'm holding out a little bit of hope that he's going to admit that the whole thing's a hoax and offer a full-throated apology. And at 1 p.m., I'll be delivering my reInvent Expo Nature Walk. Should you miss it or not be in Las Vegas, fear not, I'll be conducting a lesser version through AWS's virtual expo hall next week on Twitch. At 1 p.m., the Launch Darkly booth in the expo. Be there or be square.
This episode is sponsored in part by InfluxDB, the open source time series database built by developers for developers. Their main focus is time to awesome, or, you know, focusing on optimizing for developer productivity, because developers are happiest when you're not yelling at them. And that means they can develop their applications faster, so they can focus on users and not wasting valuable time on managing infrastructure. Massive volume, countless sources of time series data produced by sensors, applications, and infrastructure. It's great. It is programmable. It is performant. It has a common API that gives you high granularity, high scale. It is open source. They have an enterprise offering. It has no dependencies, and it's written in Go if you're looking for an excuse to learn it. Visit influxdata.com or the AWS Marketplace to learn more.
Then, of course, at 3 p.m., Peter DeSantis takes the stage, presumably by force, to talk about what's new and exciting in AWS infrastructure, or at least the parts they're willing to talk to us about. And then tomorrow we have Dr. Fogels giving his talk, where he tells us to encrypt everything, predicts the future, and is effectively the lovable rogue that we've all come to know. I would say he'd tell us who's going to be headlining the replay party, but he already has. It's Zed, whoever that may be. Probably someone who's into EDM, because Werner. I'm, of course, going to be there, and come find me if you dare, assuming I'm able to still hold myself up, because I've been doing a lot of walking. Remember, if you're not here in Las Vegas, you're making better choices, and oh, how I envy you.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.